Welcome to the latest episode of Over the Counter in our special series of pharmacist interviews. Observed each year in October, American Pharmacist Month celebrates the incredible care pharmacists of all practice types deliver to patients on a daily basis. Throughout October, Drug Topics sat down with pharmacists of all backgrounds to learn what keeps them motivated in their profession. From the retail and community pharmacy space to specialty care, find out how exactly the profession is thriving today from a collection of pharmacists' unique perspectives.
What initially drew you to the pharmacy profession, and how has your career path unfolded?
Pharmacy was not on my radar. In school, I wanted to be an OBGYN, and quickly I realized I wasn't really going to do too good with blood and that kind of stuff. So my chemistry teacher in 11th grade mentioned pharmacy, and I did a little bit of research. I still have a relationship with my second grade teacher, even then and now. And she got me connected with a VP that was for a small hometown chain in Delaware at the time called Happy Harry's. And so I was able to intern with Happy Harry's even before starting college, and quickly realized that, oh, this is something that I could do. I was connected with the community and felt as though I can help folks in the community. So I will say working at Happy Harry's catapulted things. And then once I attended pharmacy school at Howard, I realized I had a passion for diabetes education. When I graduated from pharmacy school in 2004, I mentioned to my husband, you know, maybe one day I'll own my own pharmacy. Of course, 16 years later is when it actually came to fruition. But I am so proud and so happy to now be the owner of an independent pharmacy.
Can you talk about some of the rewards and maybe some of the challenges that you face in your practice setting?
Yes, absolutely. Let's start with the challenges. The challenges of being an independent pharmacy owner, one, with opening a pharmacy in this day and time, we have to deal with declining reimbursements. We had to deal with DIR fees. We have to deal with the costs of medications, but we also have to deal with shortages of medications and assisting our patients. And so, you know, not to say that these aren't challenges that we can overcome, but they are challenges that we face. My population that I do deal with is mainly the underserved. We have to deal with those social determinants of health as well when we're looking at servicing our patients. But the reward comes when you are able to assist those patients with whatever need that they have. What I'm excited about and what I am passionate about with independent pharmacy is not only am I giving you medication, but it's more than that. I'm not just their pharmacist. Sometimes I'm just the lending ear, or I am the social worker trying to navigate their challenges on the outside. So the reward comes when you are servicing those patients in the whole aspect, not just on the health aspect. So when we look at wellness, it's mind, body, and spirit. I've received many awards and accolades here with not just in pharmacy in general, but here at Focus, we've received a lot. But at the end of the day, when your patient says thank you, or your patient says, I love you, that is the biggest reward you could get.
Can you share something unique about your practice setting or your patient population or some specific program that you've implemented that really exemplifies the value of pharmacists within patient care?
Absolutely. Focus, as of this year, we did a little bit of renovating where I wanted to have a space that was really inviting. When I first opened Focus and things were just starting to build up, I opened 8 months before the pandemic, so that was a challenge in itself. But nonetheless, I would have folks kind of come and hang out, almost like they were here to kind of support me, even though they may have already gotten their prescription. They knew I wasn't that busy, so they would come and they would chat. Or as business started to pick up, patients that would be waiting for a prescription, they're chatting amongst each other and they just sit down. And so I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, wow, this is almost like a safe space, maybe a sanctuary where folks can just hang out. Not only will they connect with other members of the community, but they're connecting with me. And in the process, they are getting a education at those kind of things while they're here. So in March of this year, we actually we changed the front area where there was medication there, but it now looks like more of a lounge and cafe. And we offer education services right there in the front of the pharmacy, whether it's on diabetes, which is my specialty, or nutrition. I've told people the way that it looks when they come in, they don't think it's a pharmacy, but they also feel different too when they come in. And I said, hey, don't be surprised if we have live band in here on a Friday night, just to tap into that whole piece of, self-care and all those things that come around mind, body, and spirit.
In your opinion, what are the biggest opportunities for pharmacists to expand their role within patient care in kind of today's healthcare landscape?
Absolutely. It's exciting to see how the profession is flourishing. The opportunities are basically endless for us. We are able to be a part, a huge part of a patient's health care team. And that's the thing that I'm most excited about. You are able to connect and collaborate with physicians, specialize in different areas. It's amazing. And I am excited for us pharmacists, because you can get real creative as well, especially with the independent landscape, the things that we do in our communities and servicing the community, whether it's in long-term care. It's just so many opportunities that you can set yourself apart from any other pharmacist and get just a different feel of what's going on. Weight management, of course, diabetes is my favorite. So, but being able to educate our communities and being that pillar in the community when it comes to health and wellness is what's paramount.
So you've garnered a lot of success and recognition within your community. What does it feel like to be such a useful resource in the community? And how does that motivate you to continue your work as a pharmacist?
Yes. Brian, I have to tell you, it's very humbling. I look at myself as just little old Sequina, right? Just little old Sequina being just kind to people. So when patients or even folks that I don't even know and I come into contact with and they say, oh, I heard about you. You're Dr. T from Focus Pharmacy. And I'm like, you did? I had a lady come last week. She said, you're famous. I said, oh, no. Not famous. I didn't think I made that status yet. But to be able to impact lives that you don't even know that you're impacting is it's so humbling. It really is. And like I said, just being kind to people, or when I'm in the community and doing education at churches or at schools, and them saying thank you, either I wasn't, I didn't even know a pharmacist did this. Just being able to do that is, oh my gosh, it does my heart really, really good. And I'm little old Sequina who went to pharmacy school and wanted to help people in a way that I knew was fulfilling for me. So I will have to say it's humbling and fulfilling to impact my community in a way that I never thought possible. It's amazing. That's the only word I can come up
That's perfect.
with.
That's a perfect way to cap this off. Well, thank you so much. This has really been awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.